Welcome to Lying Yoga. Before we begin, let's just take a moment to congratulate ourselves that we're going to take this time to attend to the body, thoughts and emotions, our health and our well-being. Let's begin by just sensing and feeling the body lying on the floor with the arms by your side and the palms turning upwards, facing towards the sky, breathing in and breathing out. And now with an inhalation, extending the arms up overhead, palms facing each other as we breathe in. And then on the exhalation, with awareness, lowering the arms down by your side. And just breathing in and breathing out. And again, bringing the arms up on an inhalation with awareness, stretching, palms facing each other. And on the exhalation, breathing out and bringing the arms down by your side. And now raising both knees up in the air with your feet on the floor, we're going to do a twist. And let's bring both of the knees down to the right side while keeping both of the shoulders flush with the floor. And you're welcome to extend your arms outward from your shoulders like a bird. And then lastly, turning your head to look out to the left and just breathing in and breathing out, feeling into the twist with awareness, being present. Maintaining the breath in and out, not laboring it. Easy does it, sensing, feeling into the twist. And now with an exhalation, gently releasing from the twist, coming into a neutral position with both your knees still up in the air and the feet on the floor. Breathing in, breathing out. And now bringing both knees down to the left side. Again, keeping both shoulders flush with the floor and arms extended out from the shoulders like a bird. And then turning your head out to the right. And breathing in and breathing out. And being mindful of any waves of sensations. Being mindful of the posture, of course, or any thoughts, emotions, being present. And now gently releasing and bringing both legs down to the floor, arms by your side, and palms once again facing upwards towards the sky, breathing in and breathing out. Now once again, we'll do a full body stretch, standing the arms up overhead, hands facing each other, breathing in. And on the exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms by your side. And again, a breath in, full body stretch, standing the arms, palms facing each other, and as you exhale, feeling free to yawn or sigh. Sometimes I'll even call this a yawnalation as we bring our arms by our side. And then one more time, breathing in, full body stretch. And on the exhalation, bringing the arms back by your side. And just breathing in and breathing out. And now bringing your left knee up in the air with your left foot on the ground and straighten out your right leg. and then gradually begin to raise it up in the air, having the right heel point the way towards the ceiling. And you're welcome, if it's supportive, to put your hands around your thigh to help hold your leg up. And feeling free, if you'd like, at any point to extend your toes towards the ceiling and rotating your ankle in one direction or the other. Being present. And now gently releasing from this posture and lowering the leg very slowly down to the floor. And then once again, a full body stretch, bringing the arms up overhead, palms facing each other onto the floor. Breathing in, and then on an exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms back by your side. And again, another full body stretch, breathing in, arms coming up onto the floor, palms facing each other on an inhalation. And on the exhalation, lowering with awareness, the arms back by the side. And now let's bring the right knee up in the air with the right foot on the floor and straightening out your left leg. And then beginning to raise the left leg up in the air with the left heel pointing the way towards the ceiling. And again, you're welcome to bring your hands around your leg to hold it for support, and feeling free to shift and point your toes towards the ceiling, and perhaps rotating your ankle in one direction and then the other. Being mindful, breathing in, breathing out. Now very gently releasing from this posture, and lowering very slowly the left leg down to the floor. And then once again, a nice big full body stretch, arms coming up overhead onto the floor, palms facing each other, breathing in. And on the exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms by your side. Breathing in. And breathing out. And now we'll do a right knee stretch. Please lift up your right knee and grasp it with your hands and hold it towards your chest. Your head can either be lying on the floor or up in the air. And just being mindful this posture as we breathe in and breathe out. And then on the next exhalation, releasing. And then when you're ready, lifting up the left knee and grasping it with your hands and holding it towards your chest. Head can be lying down or on the floor. And just breathing in and breathing out, being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, emotions being present. And now gently releasing, bringing the left knee back onto the floor, and then doing a full body stretch again, breathing in, arms up over your head onto the floor, palms facing each other. And then a nice exhalation and releasing, bringing the arms back by the side. And one more breath in, full body stretch. And on an exhalation, releasing and the arms coming back by the side. And now we'll do a pelvic rock and tilt, or sometimes known as the cow pose and the cat pose. Let's bring both of our knees up in the air with our feet on the floor. and begin to press down slightly on your tailbone as you breathe in. You'll feel a small gap between your lower back and the floor. And as you breathe out, gently lower your back to the floor, rocking the pelvic girdle, and making the back now flush with the floor. And just repeat back and forth, breathing in, rolling onto the tailbone, creating that small little gap between your lower back and the floor, and breathing out, rolling off the tailbone, pressing down your lower back to make it flush with the floor. Repeating back and forth a few times this pelvic rock and tilt. Breathing in, putting some pressure on the tailbone, which is the cow pose. Breathing out, rolling off the tailbone and pressing the lower back, making it flush with the floor, is the cat pose. Being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, or emotions. Being present. And now lowering legs back onto the floor, releasing from the pelvic rock and tilt. And once again, doing a nice big full body stretch, breathing in, arms coming up overhead onto the floor, palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms back by your side. And now we will do a bridge pose. Let's bring both of our knees up in the air with the feet on the floor and our arms by our side. And as we breathe in, lifting up the buttocks, the lower back, and the upper back off the floor. And then grasping your hands underneath your body and stretching towards your feet, breathing in and breathing out. This is a fairly strenuous pose. Easy does it. Breathing in and breathing out. And then when you're ready, beginning to release your hands, and then on an exhalation, lowering your back one vertebrae at a time, like a string of pearls being lowered one at a time, and coming back onto the floor. And now we'll do a bridge pose in conjunction with an overhead arm stretch. Breathing in and lifting the buttocks, the lower back, and upper back up off the floor, and then stretching your arms overhead onto the floor. And then on an exhalation, lowering your arms by your side as you lower your back down to the floor again. And we'll do this for a few times, breathing in, coming into this bridge pose with the arms up overhead onto the floor, and breathing out, bringing the arms back by your side as you lower the back to the floor. Just a couple more times, breathing in to bridge pose. And breathing out of bridge pose. And again, breathing into bridge pose. Arms up overhead onto the floor, and on an exhalation, coming out of bridge pose, arms by the side, back to the floor. And just breathing in and breathing out. And we'll do one last bridge pose, the one that we began with. Again, breathing in, lifting the buttocks, the lower back, and upper back up off the floor. and then grasping your hands underneath your body and stretching towards your feet, breathing in and breathing out, being mindful of the posture, any waves of sensations, thoughts, emotions. And then on an exhalation, when you're ready, lowering your back one vertebrae at a time, like a string of pearls, being lowered back to the ground, breathing in and breathing out. And now we'll do a beautiful counter pose where we're going to grasp our knees, lifting our knees up in the air and grasping them with our hands and arms, and then just beginning to rock. This should feel pretty good, feeling in the lower back, rocking back and forth to the left or to the right or up and down. Head can be on the ground or up in the air, whatever your preference. Rocking, holding the knees. And from this rocking, if you'd like to do another variation, may bring you back to the times of being in a crib, extending and grasping with your hands your feet. Your right hand on the right foot, left hand on the left foot, and rocking back and forth, breathing in and breathing out. And now releasing from the feet and grabbing on to the knees again and rocking to the right, rocking to the left, and then rocking once more to the right and parking here, and straightening out your legs so that one is on top of the other, and let your head rest on your right arm, and placing your left hand on the floor in front of you for support, and just breathing in and out. And now gently raising your left leg up in the air in this stretch, the left leg side stretch, and just breathing in and breathing out, feeling the stretch. And on an exhalation, lowering the leg down to the floor. And now rolling back onto your back again and grasping your knees and rocking from one side to the next, breathing in and breathing out. And then finding your way to rock onto your left side and parking there and straightening out your legs, one on top of the other. And let your head rest on your left arm and your right hand out in front of you on the floor for support, breathing in and breathing out. And now raising your right leg up in the air, being mindful as we breathe in and out, holding the posture, being mindful of any sensations, thoughts, emotions, being present. And now lowering the leg, and when you're ready, rolling on to your belly and placing your hands by your side. Please make fists and place them under your pubic bone for support. And when you're ready, lifting both your legs up off the ground about 6 inches or so, and breathing in and breathing out. And now gently releasing and letting the legs come down to the floor, and placing your hands on the floor by each shoulder, with your forearms resting on the floor, breathing in and out. And now we will go into a modified cobra pose. taking a breath in, and on the exhalation, coming up onto your elbows, keeping your waist and legs on the floor, perhaps even making a longer exhalation, releasing some of the hot air in the body, and just breathing in and out. And now gently releasing, coming back to the floor. And then we'll go into a full cobra pose. And this is a pose where we'll come up onto our hands, listening to the body wisdom, listening to what your body can do. And when you're ready, taking a breath in. And on the exhalation, coming up onto your hands, keeping your waist and legs on the floor, breathing in and a long exhalation, releasing any hot air within the body, and being mindful as we breathe in and out of any waves of sensations, being mindful of the posture, any thoughts and emotions, being present. Then gently releasing when you're ready and being present. And so from lying on our belly, we're going to come up onto our hands and knees and do a pelvic rock and tilt, or the cow and cat pose. Let your arms be beneath your shoulders without bending them. And as you breathe in, let your belly sag towards the floor and lift your head up. This is cow pose. And now on an exhalation, hunching up on your shoulders like a cat hissing, and lowering your tailbone towards the floor. And we're welcome to repeat this a few times, breathing in to cow pose, and breathing out to cat pose. This particular pose is very rejuvenating. We're working with the spine, the home of our central nervous system. And as we work with this spine, elongating and stretching the spine brings more blood flow and circulation into our central nervous system. So breathing in, coming into cow pose, letting the belly sag, the head looking up, and breathing out, hunching up the shoulders, dropping the tailbone, breathing in and out of the cow and cat pose. And now coming into a neutral position. And we're going to do a pose of a child. And so let us come down to let your buttocks rest, sit on top of your back of your legs, and lower your torso to the floor so that your head can rest on the floor, or if you like, on your hands. If you'd rather, you can have your arms outstretched, laid out in front of you, or perhaps by the side of the body on the floor, breathing in and out the pose of a child. And now let's come back to be on our hands and knees again. Let our arms be beneath our shoulders without bending them. And we're going to do what's called a bird dog pose. And let's extend the left leg out behind you, level with your hips, while extending out the right arm out in front of you to be level with your shoulders, breathing in and breathing out. This can be a fairly strenuous pose, so riding the waves of any sensations and listening to your own body wisdom, feeling the stretch from the left leg to the right arm and hand and fingertips. Being present. And now gently releasing and coming back into the neutral position of being on your hands and knees. And then extend out your right leg behind you, level with your hips, while extending your left arm out in front of you to be level with your shoulders, and breathing in and breathing out, and being mindful of the posture, any sensations, perhaps thoughts, emotions, being present in the bird dog pose, feeling the stretch from the left arm, hand, fingertips to the right foot, being present. And then when you're ready, coming back into the neutral position, and then gradually and carefully, mindfully, coming to your side and coming back down into lying on your back. As we get ourselves settled, lying down, once again, a nice big full body stretch, bringing the arms up overhead, stretching towards the ceiling, palms facing each other on an inhalation, and then on an exhalation, lowering with awareness the arms by your side. And again, a full body stretch, breathing in. And on an exhalation, feeling free to sigh or yawn, and with awareness, bringing the arms back by the side. And now, once again, let's do a full body stretch, extending the arms up overhead. And instead of bringing the arms back down by your side on the exhalation, leave them open. Take a moment to feel the arms, the armpits being open, breathing in and out, wiggling the fingers, feeling the spaces between them open, letting your mouth become open and feeling the nostrils and the air going in and out of them, feeling their openness. Bringing awareness to your ears as they are open to hear sounds. And gently opening the legs, feeling the spaces between the toes. And even gesturing to the thousands of pores that exist in the skin being open. This is a very courageous pose, being open to all possibilities, reflecting on our lives. Can we be open to follow our heart, breathing in and breathing out, being mindful of any waves of sensations in the body and thoughts and emotions, being present to the pose of openness. And now, very gently, bringing your arms back by your side, or placing your hands on your chest, whatever's comfortable for you, and bringing the legs together, and closing the eyes, and breathing in and out as we move into this last pose, the corpse pose, the pose of integration and relaxation. Just as we move in yoga, it's also important to stop and be still. This is the time to assimilate and integrate the movements, breathing in and breathing out, resting in the grace of this world. May we be safe. May all beings everywhere be at peace.